Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. New words. A cabbage. Noun. A green or purple vegetable. A bar. Noun. A small, straight piece of something, like chocolate. Delicious. Adjective. You enjoy eating delicious food. Invent. An invention. Verb and noun. Think of a new thing and make it. A gate. Noun. A door to an outside place. A spy. Noun. This person tries to learn secret things. Chapter 1. Meet Charlie. I want to tell you about the Bucket family. This is Mr. Bucket and this is Mrs. Bucket. They have a small boy. His name is Charlie and he is very happy to meet you. These four very old people are the parents of Mr. and Mrs. Bucket. Their names are Grandpa Joe, Grandma Josephine, Grandpa George, and Grandma Georgina. This family of seven lived together in a small house near a big town. The house was not large enough for seven people, and life was not very comfortable for them. There were only two rooms in the house, and there was only one bed. Charlie's four grandparents slept in the bed. Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine lay at one end, and Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina were at the other end. They were very old and tired, and they never got out of the bed. Mr. and Mrs. Bucket and little Charlie slept in the other room on the floor. This was fine in the summer, but in the winter, their house was very cold, and it was horrible. Mr. Bucket worked in a toothpaste factory. He worked very hard, but the family never had enough money. They did not even have much money for food. The family only ate bread for breakfast, potatoes and cabbage for lunch, and cabbage soup for dinner. Every night, they all went to bed with a horrible, empty feeling in their stomachs. Charlie felt the most hungry. His mother or his father often gave him their food too, but it was still not enough food for a young boy. Charlie really wanted something to fill his stomach and stop the empty feeling. The one thing that he really wanted was chocolate. Charlie only ate chocolate once a year, on his birthday. His family kept a little money every month, and on Charlie's birthday, they bought one small chocolate bar with the money. Charlie always ate his birthday chocolate as slowly as possible. He put the bar in a box and he did not touch it for the first few days. When he could not wait any more, he opened the box and he ate a very small piece of the chocolate. Charlie did this every day until he finished the chocolate. It was only one small bar, but Charlie always kept it for more than a month. When Charlie walked to school in the mornings, he went past shops with lots of bars of chocolate in their windows. Charlie always stopped and pushed his nose against the glass, and he thought about eating the wonderful, sweet chocolate. He often saw other children eating bars of delicious chocolate, and that, of course, was terrible. But there was one thing in Charlie's life that was even worse than the bars of chocolate in the shop windows. In Charlie's town, there was an enormous chocolate factory. It was the largest and most famous chocolate factory in the world. It was Wonka's factory, and Mr. Willy Wonka was the greatest maker of chocolates ever. Strange noises came from inside the factory, and the air outside smelled like chocolate for half a mile in every direction. On his way to and from school, Charlie had to walk past the factory. He walked very, very slowly, and he held his nose high in the air and smelled the chocolate all around him. Charlie loved that smell. He really wanted to go inside the factory and see Mr. Wonka's wonderful chocolate and sweets. Every evening, Charlie ate his cabbage soup. Then he went into his grandparents' room. Charlie liked to listen to their stories. His grandparents were very old, and they slept for most of the day. But Charlie was the best thing in their lives, and they loved his evening visits. When Charlie came into the room, they all smiled happily. They all started talking, and everyone forgot that they were hungry or poor. One evening, Charlie asked his grandparents about the factory.
"Is it true that Wonka's chocolate factory is the biggest chocolate factory in the world?" asked Charlie.
"Of course it's true,"
cried all four of his grandparents.
"And is Mr. Willy Wonka really a clever chocolate maker?" asked Charlie.
"Is he clever?" cried Grandpa Joe. "My dear boy, Willy Wonka is more than just clever."
Grandpa Joe was 96 and a half, and he was a very tired old man. But when he spoke about Willy Wonka, he became as excited as a young boy.
"He's the most wonderful chocolate maker in the world," said Grandpa Joe. "He's invented more than 200 delicious new chocolate bars. And it's not just chocolate. He invented a new chocolate ice cream, and it's cold for hours and hours without being in the fridge."
"That's not possible," said Charlie.
"Of course it's not possible," said Grandpa Joe. "But Willy Wonka did it,"